I believe we are. Turn your volume up a little bit more.
Yeah, let's adjust first.
Oh, it's adjusting.
Yeah.
Your Skype still sucks, dude.
Yeah, it still does.
Yeah. We need to do something about that, seriously. So we got a double treat for the people today, then.
I'd say so.
I'm lucky enough for me, I've been paying lots of pen and paper on me bloody mobile phone, so. It's just the perfect little RPG for the phone, despite the fact I have Final Fantasy. So, I'll tell you what, I'm glad of the Humble Bundle giving away so many of the Android games, because there's so much free to play garbage on there now.
Exactly.
What do you reckon? Do you reckon that all these freemium games are really taking the mickey? They're just really stopping other
In some cases, yeah.
Every now and then
you come across a good one.
I think it's the I think it comes down for the obvious side that if you want yourself a decent freemium based game, or well, they just basically just stop good devoted games that they just want to charge one price for, so you get the whole game. They just get swamped under, don't they?
Yeah, they seem to do it that way.
Yeah, that's true. Oh well, let's not talk about Dungeon Keeper, because I'm going to end up hitting and swearing and spitting blood.
Yes.
So, right, shall we get on with the show? Or have you got anything else which is crossing your mind, computer related wise?
not that I can say really.
Very true. I'm just putting together stuff for a Judge Dredd game review.
Yeah.
And it will be glorious. Yeah. Now, looks like we had some news as well, but I'll get to that when we start the show.
All right.
So, where's my bloody notepad and pen? Right. Yeah. Oh, give me a moment. I've got to go find it.
All right. I don't know. Starting the show unprepared.
All right. Are you ready to go?
I'd say so, yeah.
Yay. You've probably just fallen out of bed, haven't you?
I'm literally sitting on my bed. My quilt wraps around me, so...
you're starting to do the Eskimo cast. Okay, then.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, lots of pen and paper, and I'd like to talk about Chroma Squad as well, so...
Oh, we could chat that in on
the screen.
Okay, let's do this shit.
Yes.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to the RMI Fusion Cast, where we talk about games. And we have a double indie game delight for you this fortnight. Basically, two games which we either got via bundles, in particularly the Humble Bundle, or we just picked up on a recommendation, or we just had laying around for a while. Hi, I'm Tony.
I'm Angie, yeah.
Yep, and you should know us by now. You should be able to identify us by just listening to our voices.
Yes.
Because, let's face it, we're fantastic. I don't mind blowing my own trumpet, but... Okay, right. Let's get the introductions out of the way then, mate. Right, what have you been up to this week?
I did manage to finally finish playing Dust.
Yeah, for one which we kind of been ribbing and ridiculing you for a while, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. There's Jenny sitting there because she sat down and played it on Master. Was it? I think it was like Nightmare difficulty or something like that. And
she did that for Square
exactly,
One.
Yeah, and she finished it way before I did. Same as Will. But the thing is, I was having it on normal, and despite the fact that people say it's a really easy game and stuff and things, I actually really struggled with it. I struggled to get past Lady Tethys at first.
Some people don't understand, do they?
Yeah, exactly. But in fairness, it's a great game. So I'd love to do a podcast on that at some point. So
well, I've got it on my Steam list, so I'm probably going to have to install it at some point.
Yes, and you should. It is a great game. It's not a long one either. So,
dude, I've got 650 games on my Steam list. Yeah. I've got a lot to do.
Yeah, exactly.
anything else?
No, nothing much since you've done the last podcast, really.
That's very true, but I think you also got hold of the Chroma Squad demo, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about later. So
you've got a few words to say about that.
Yeah, because it's somewhat related to Knights of Pen and Paper, so...
Oh, fair enough, and so goes that one. For myself, I've not been playing all that much, as far as I'm concerned. The latest Warframe patch came in yesterday, on day of recording.
Oh, yes.
Didn't it?
Yeah, that's right, yes. Yeah.
Yes, and it contains lots of new stuff. That game just keeps getting better and better and better. I don't care what anyone says.
Exactly.
Yeah, it may seem a little repetitive at start, but with the random ability of it and various stuff like that, at least we can say that the company behind Warframe are dedicated to keeping the game going, amongst other things.
Exactly.
So, my hat's off to the developers of Warframe. Keep up the good work, people. I look forward to purchasing your Cthulhu-based Warframe soon and going for some tentacles.
Oh, yes. We saw a video of that, didn't we? And it was like, holy fuck.
it was sitting there. A Warframe that could turn itself into a puddle and drown people. That's just freaking awesome. That is just awesome. Right, moving on. We have two games, like I said, we're looking at. They're both available via Steam.
Chroma Squad is not actually fully available yet. It's only available to those who backed it on the Kickstarter. So
that's true, but remember, that's the third little extra we'll talk about, dumbass.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Because even though you mentioned that one, the first one we were going to talk about was Pool Nation.
Oh, yes, yeah. Whoops.
Yeah. Don't worry, I'll punish you for this later.
Yeah, yes.
let me just get the Steam in so I can get statistics. Right. Sorry for the delay, people. I can't remember my bit. Can't remember my Steam password.
You've denied yourself access to gaming.
Yeah. I know. I better be prepared for withdrawal symptoms. Right. So.
Hey, someone called Tony is now online.
Shut up. Okay. Now we can resume the podcast. Ping. Pool Nation released October last year onto Steam. Currently it's a beta, apparently, on this one. And statistics, this was actually done by Cherry Pop Games. It's classified under casual, indie, simulation, sports and strategy. It's pool, motherfuckers.
That's all I can exactly, say yeah. about it.
Yeah, it's a game of pool. Do you want the opening comment on this one? For your first impressions of it?
Yeah, I can do. My first impressions of it were the fact that when I thought about it, I thought it's just going to be a bit your simple basic little pool game sort of thing. And but overall, I was actually really quite surprised by it. It was actually a really good fun pool simulator.
Mm. My first impressions for Pool Nation was I've been looking for a pool game for a very good long while. And to give you the truth and honesty, there hasn't been any pool games around for, God, how long?
Well, at least none that are worth your note.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm not talking about flash games that you can sit there and go, oh, look at that, isn't that pretty? No, it's not. It's a flash game, therefore my drive it is absolute rubbish. but my first impressions for the game and everything else like that was just really, really fun. You've got several actual different game modes as well. You've got classic 8-ball and you also have a classic 9-ball pool. And if you really, really want to be amazing, you can actually pull off all sorts of trick shots as well. Now, I've noticed with a lot of things from the demo, I've seen some people do some crazy, crazy stuff on this game. So you can sit there going like, oh, wow, this is actually awesome.
Yeah.
Right, breaking the game down a little further. When you start the game, you actually have a career mode in it as well. In fact, you have two career modes, which have basically form an 8-ball tournament and a 9-ball tournament. Which one did you play first, the 8-ball tournament or the 9-ball?
I haven't played the 9-ball yet, so... only 8-ball counts, certainly.
Yes, I think that's purely down to the fact that 8-ball is basically what we play most over here, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, so there's a whole bunch of tournaments, and you play matches against random computer opponents of varying difficulties, going up higher and higher as you play. Then I've also put a notice on it. During your progress through, each of your matches also has three star points, where if you do different stuff during the match, you'll obviously award yourself a star. Have you actually managed to achieve many star points in your 8-ball tournament?
Not much. No, I just haven't played. To be honest, I haven't played it that much in the tournament mode yet. So.
Well, you need to do that to unlock all the other different pool table designs and all the other different balls.
Exactly, yeah.
Yes, yes, this podcast is going to start getting a little strange as we're going to start talking about balls. Because amongst the 8-ball and 9-ball tournaments, if you earn certain stages, if you earn 2 or 3 stars, then it will allow you to go to a special sort of round, which basically puts you against the computer player you have played, but under a strict different set of rulings for this part round of pool. Now these can go down to 8-ball, 9-ball. Then there's a special 3-ball ball variation. Have you played 3-ball yet or not?
I think I have. Yes.
Yeah. So 3-ball pool, where basically you just got to sink 3 balls in the least amount of shots. I got extremely frustrated because Jenny managed to actually score 2 out in the first shot and then virtually do it in 3 shots. And I was just like,
yeah.
The other one kind of is a straight set. I'm not quite sure what that one is. I think you must just have to sync them in order for that one. Rotation, again, not sure on that one. Then you also have a speed round where basically 2 players will play against each other to see who will sync off the balls the fastest. And then you've got killer pool. Now, I know that me and you have played that one, haven't we?
Yes.
I
believe I played it against Will as well.
Yep. 3 lives, continuous pool until somebody misses 3 times and then it's over. So all in all, apart from the 2 main pool games, you also have 5 additional variations to put on top of it. Now, what do you think of the AI on the opponents that you've played so far?
So far, at the moment, I only really played some like the early characters sort of thing. And of course, as usual with a lot of games, you know, they start off really easy to beat, and then they do sort of get harder, I think, don't they? I think at the moment, I'd say the pit players aren't too bad.
Yeah, I'm playing that level now where I'm getting close to winning the 8-ball tournament, and I'm quite literally, if I miss once, my opponent will literally clean sweep the board. they will actually clean sweep the table. So the AI is pretty damn good, and I've also noticed that they've actually started using trick shots as well, and that's always fun. Yeah, so that's a good thing there. I do believe it has a local multiplayer as well, so if you've got your friends over, you can have yourself a 2-player mode on the thing, and there's online play as well.
Yeah, so it's I've been playing mostly, so...
Yeah, surprisingly enough, for a small indie game like this, the online play works really, really well. I would definitely agree with that. There's also an endurance round, which I'm not quite sure what that one does. Well, basically, endurance round, you must pop the balls as quickly as possible. So, what else do you get for slamming your balls everywhere? So, and then what happens then is they keep adding balls onto the table until you get absolutely swamped over, and it's just like, ah! The one good thing I actually do like is when the computer AI takes his turn as well. Normally with a lot of games, you a pool when the AI plays, it sits there and it really takes its time to sort of. But this one, you just sit there and you just keep right clicking and play and put through the plays very quickly, can't you?
Yeah.
So so that's a good one. What about looks as well? Because in my own opinion, dude, it's a very sexy game of pool, isn't it?
It is, yes.
It takes advantage of all the latest graphic settings, trust me. despite the fact that the game in itself doesn't actually need that much of a system to run.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. It's quite a well optimized game. I'll give it that. It really does look good.
When you do look at it on the close ups, you can actually see the texture and the felt on the tables. You can actually see cushions bouncing and compressing when balls hit them. So yeah, it's pretty damn detailed. But when they're working on the fact it's just a pool game, I guess they actually get a little time to sit there and actually have a tinker with these things to actually make it look really, really good. And trust me, people, if you want to think, the balls are very shiny.
Yes. especially when they all go into slow motion as you pop them.
Oh, yeah. Just for that very nice, satisfying crunch as it goes straight down in there.
Yes.
And I'm going to remind you of your absolute classic balls up water. All you had to do was go with the black ball and just shoot in the pocket. You had to actually go along, pop the black ball, pop the white ball, and pop both my remaining two balls, which I had all in one shot.
How the hell did that happen? I seriously don't know.
I don't know. All I could hear when your reaction was no. And it was bad enough when you thought you was like yes when the black went down, then he was going to the other one. It's like no, and it slammed both of them in, and then the white ball rebounded off into another pocket.
Yes, guys, that did actually happen.
I'm not over exaggerating this. It happened.
Yes, it's a shame we didn't have any video proof.
that is very, very true. That is very true. We will have to. I'm going to have to wait for one day till you actually screw that up again, because that's very good.
Yes.
On this one, right, people. So that's Pool Nation. Pool Nation is available on Steam. And Andrew, closing recommendations for the game?
I'd say if you're into pool, you will love this. It's a really good, really relaxing, chill out game. That's what pool is.
And the good thing is it uses the mouse entirely. You don't need to touch the keyboard.
Exactly, it does. Yeah, even doing the menus. And they're actually they're quite easy to, the controls are actually quite easy to master as well. It's like you just move the mouse about, and then it's like you basically just hold down the left mouse button, pull the mouse back, push it forward. There you go. That's how you do your shot.
And that's how you do your shot. It's easy.
Yes.
It's very good. If anybody's got their PC and they're looking for a pool game to be playing, and they don't want to go through the arm and leg of trying to get something things like Virtual Pool Hall, or even back in the original day, Jimmy White's World with Snooker absolutely working, then this would actually be a very good suggestion for you to get your hands on. With the online play, and the fact the game only costs $6.99, I do believe, yep, it's $6.99 on Steam, you could easily get yourself a copy for your friends, because I think a lot of us, we got ours when it was down to £2.09, didn't we?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so we took advantage of that and went, yes, we'll have that.
Yeah. And for console gamers as well, it's also on the PlayStation 3 as well.
Is it? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yes, it's on the consoles as well. Oh, well, I don't know about the Xbox, but I know it's on PlayStation 3. I was just browsing for the PlayStation store yesterday on my PS3, and I noticed it was on there, so...
Oh, how much is it on PSN?
About the same, I think.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, nice. That sounds like a good thing to be doing. So, I wonder if looks like Pool Nation might be going to the PS4 as well.
Ooh.
So have a look. And the Xbox One. So the Xbox 360 may have missed out, but it seems like you next gen console people are not. So
yeah.
Brace yourself for the impact. Okay, Pool Nation on Steam, lovely game of pool. We do highly recommend on that one.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Moving on. You're the one that's played this more than me, so you could do the opening description.
Oh yeah.
Knights of Pen and Paper.
Thank you. Yes.
It's our second one. Give us the LD, my friend.
Right, yeah, Knights of Pen and Paper is a... It's a game directed by a Brazilian game company called Behold Studios,
Who are also under Paradox Interactive, the same people that bought you Magicka.
Exactly. Yeah, and basically this is a Dungeons & Dragons style game, but with a slight difference. This one, whereas most Dungeons & Dragons games, it's just like Dungeons & Dragons. Yeah, you pick your you pick your character sort of thing, and it's like you apply your points and skill points and things, and then you go off adventure.
I find the characters you could be is actually a rather comical turn, isn't
it? Yeah. Yeah. Because the thing that's different with Knights of Pen and Paper is that the game is played from the viewpoint of the players playing the game. You can choose what type of character you want to play as this cat, as a knight or something like that. It's like, You can basically set it up so you can have characters like, say, you can have a, yeah, like, so you can have Pizza Guy playing a knight, you can have a nerd playing a paladin, and so on and so forth. And you're not just playing the game. It's like you're also taking on the role of the people playing the game, rather than yourself.
It's good. There's actually quite for such a small little thing, it's actually got quite a good little system in it as well. Each of the different people you can have sitting at your little gaming table basically can have different abilities, and they also have their own stats as a base, and then you basically pile your character on top of that one. Plus, then you can also buy little additional stuff, which allows you to basically have more stuff during the game, which can basically fiddle the dice rolls in your favour. And then also allow you to have 5 party members as well, just by getting coins from the in-game. Wouldn't you agree, dude?
Yes. Yeah.
So for me, when I first started playing it, now, I got mine during the Humble Bundle sale. It came as part of the a bundle we're through. Which reminds me, did I actually get the Deluxe Edition? Or did I just get the...
I know you get the Plus One Edition on the PC.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a plus one on that one. So. Because I obviously had Humble, because I had the Android, I put it down onto my phone. And so I was literally walking around town playing this little 16-bit MMO style... not MMO.
RPG.
RPG. Yeah. Knights of Pen and Paper, the MMO. That would be free.
Yeah, yes.
That would be amazing. Yeah. And, it definitely does have a feel of the old Dungeons & Dragons games. I used to play proper Dungeons & Dragons back in the day when I was young. And it came to the point where we decided, you know what, we've done it. Let's just throw the rule book out the window. We'll just create our own weird characters and just go on all sorts of bizarre adventures. And yeah, I kind of really, really did go on some bizarre adventures. This got me feeling very reminiscent of those old days, which I had, and where I was going out and about, and I was going along. Because you've got little bits of witty dialogue between the dungeon master and the people that are playing.
Right, yeah, I think one of the first from the off, it's like your first character says, when you start the game, it's like your first character says, right, let's rock and roll. And the other guy turns around and says, are you from the future or something? and the dungeon master says that, right, extra points are awarded for those being in character.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of things to like in this game. There's a lot of good humour, and one of the funniest things is when people saw the gold system, people sit there and like, microtransactions. It's like, no, yes, there's microtransactions on the phone version that I can understand, but you can still buy everything literally with gold you can get from the game on the phone. So all you really need is around 250 just to get all 5 party members and a bit more. But I found I got those pretty damn quick.
Yeah.
Other than anything like that. Especially is like one of the first items you need to buy is the little Holy Grail item. So you can actually have 5 people playing. And it's just good. The graphical style I really, really like on this one. It's definitely reminiscent of the old Super Nintendo Mega Drive style and 16-bit RPGs. Maybe a little bit more cruder.
Yeah, probably more likely NES. Yeah.
It's somewhere on the in-between, isn't it?
Yeah, it seems to be.
Yeah, it's somewhere on the in-between.
Yeah, the music's obviously like very NES and whatnot. So, you definitely say when it's pixel art, that's what they call it, isn't it?
So you can do, but I think there's far too much shading on some of the stuff.
The funny thing is that when you start the game on the PC version, the little graphics settings window comes up, and there's only one graphics mode you can select, and that's pixel art.
this is a good thing, because it shows that the game itself is not taking itself too seriously.
Yeah.
and you shouldn't take this as a serious RPG. It's a very, very fun little RPG. In fact, it's one of the very few RPGs I could honestly say you could just pick it up, say, oh, I'll have a bit of this, then when you finish, yeah, we'll put that down, I've had enough of that now.
Exactly, yeah. And it's a perfect game for mobile gaming, so yeah.
And it works good on PC. I think my only gripe I've got with the game for this one, it is a little repetitive.
Yeah, it does a bit. I also tend to find I play it in short bursts. So,
which again leads us back to what we just said.
Exactly. Yeah.
And how we said this is a game that's good in very short, sharp bursts. Just sit there, do a couple of quests, leave it alone, and then come back at another time. It's like, yeah, we'll go back. Yeah, we'll do a bit more of this one. I've found myself while I'm at work on my tea break or something like that, I've just been sitting down, I just pull my phone out of my pocket, and when I'm not playing Electric Girl or some of the other ones that are on there, I just sit there and just we'll have a go and write some pen and paper. It's just enjoyable just to sit there, have that quick fix,
exactly,
and then put down.
Yeah.
and again the mobile version, yes, it does have the microtransactions in it as well, but it's clearly getting stomped down on by the greedy ones.
EA. Yeah.
Sorry, I had to clear my throat there. So the microtransactions that were available in some of the other more horrid games, like Dungeon Keeper.
Yeah.
I'm still not forgiving you, EA. You listen to me. You will never be forgiven for that. But it pays very, very well. And if I were to pay some gold coins for the mobile version, I wouldn't have no qualms doing that. And if a game could actually get me to buy stuff without me having any qualms, then that's very, very good. You've done a good job. I think Paradox Interactive did a very good thing by picking this team up and letting them carry on and develop this game even further. I'd like to see a sequel, given the truth and honesty. How about you?
I'd say so. That'd be a very interesting take.
Wait a second. On the PC version, because I've not played the PC version yet, is the wizard from Magicka there?
I don't know. I don't know if I've actually got that far yet. So, I don't even know what the wizard from Magicka looks like, because I've still not even played Magicka yet.
we have got to sit down and play Magicka. there's four of us that have it now. We have got to sit down and play Magicka. We really do. let's put it that way. It has to be done, because that's probably one of the most craziest little games that is clearly out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Knights of Pen and Paper is available on most mobile phones. It's on iOS as well, isn't it?
I don't know, actually. I'd have to have a look.
while you're having a good quick trait, there's two copies, two available on Steam. You have the Knights of Pen and Paper Plus One Edition for $7.99, and you have the Knights of Pen and Paper Plus One Digital Deluxe Edition. That's $9.99. Don't ask me what the difference is, but hey, never mind. Oh, look, key features. Well, the Plus One Edition includes lots of additional stuff, including more dungeons and more options for character improvements over the original ones. Now, it's a shame that the Plus One Edition was the first one on Steam, because I personally reckon that we could have done with that one sooner. Don't let the simplistic old style graphics fool you, but I'm actually quite imagining if you're into old style 8-bit, 16-bit MMOs, but you want to play something with a little difference, then this will probably be just up your street. Wouldn't you agree?
I think so. And I'm just looking at it now, and yes, it is on iOS.
Okay, how much is it?
$1.99.
Steal, people. Absolute steal.
Yes.
£2, you'll buy yourself one of the best little games that are on there, and you won't get robbed by people who are just trying to squeeze money out of you. Yeah. I'll add that company known as EA.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. We're going to keep harking on it, because, hell, it deserves it.
Oh, yes.
Okie dokie, so that's Knights of Pen and Paper. Right, we're moving on to a little something extra here, because I know Andrew wants to talk this, because this was a Kickstarter project you backed.
Yes, yeah.
And tell us a little more on Chroma Squad, dude.
Well, Chroma Squad is a game developed by it's currently in development by Behold Studios, people who made Knights of Pen and Paper. If you're a Tokusatsu fan, this one's worth checking out. Because it's basically the whole idea of the game is that you've said that you own like a TV show that records Super Sentai, Kamen Rider type shows.
And for the Americanized version, we're talking about Power Rangers.
Yes, exactly. And basically how this plays out is that basically the idea is you go around, you set up your team and things, and it's like you have to manage your studio, things like, you know, sort out all kinds of marketing campaigns, create your own like little helmets and things, or you can of course buy them, and when you actually go around to recording to the episode, it actually turns into like a little turn-based RPG. So it plays just like how the Super Sentai works. I think it's like, first of all, I think in some stages, I think you have to, you start basically playing out as a team, like just as they are, sort of thing, without the uniforms. Obviously, you don't get access to their special powers yet. But the idea is that you go around and basically you have to attack the bad guys and things, and then as you attack them, your audience meter at the top fills up, and once it's got to a certain level, you can then choose to chromatize, i.e. change into your Power Rangers, Ranger form sort of thing, and that's when you get access to like a few more like power ups and things. And then eventually, of course, you take on the main guy himself, taken down in the same way. And then, of course, what happens when you kill the monster? It gets big. And so you all end up in your Megazord sort of thing. And the combat system and that is slightly different. It's basically it's still turn based, but it's more based on like combos. So it's like you can press. So it's like you can punch the bad guy, and then punch it again, and then you're like, should I give it another go? Should I not? Because if you miss, it's like you lose all your extra points and things, you know, something like that. And then, of course, you can choose to like defend. You can strike as well, and it's just a very accurate. It's just a very at the moment, because I've only played the alpha demo of it sort of thing, which was I believe they showed it at I believe it's the same demo they showed at PAX, I think it was, and of course they gave the demo they gave exclusive access to the demo for those who, you know, backed it on Kickstarter,
and you're also a beta tester at me side, because you actually donated enough to actually get the continuous beta
testing. Exactly, yes. So I get early access.
Have you noticed it uses a very similar graphical strain to Knights of Pen and Paper?
It does, yeah. It's the old like 8-bit pixel art type graphics. So yeah, it sounds it uses similar sounds as well. So
yeah, it's between 8 and 16 bit. It's 14 bit, you asshole.
but yeah, so far from what I played of the alpha demo, it's still in the early stages yet. There's a lot of features that they've not included yet. For example, the marketing stage at the moment is still not complete, there's not much to it yet, but I think so far, considering it's only an alpha demo, it's actually looking pretty sweet. It's definitely worth checking out. There's various video clips of it on YouTube and stuff. In fact, I think it's about time I got around to doing a review of it.
Yep. Definitely, we want an update on that one. And you'll probably be able to see that movie on our site if you want to pop down to www.rmifusion.com. And if you wanted to take a look at the game in itself, then pop to chromasquad.com. We'll leave a message or a little link at the bottom. So then you can, they've got a trailer video there and everything else, so you'll be able to sit there and take a look at the game as it's going. They're fully funded with Kickstarter. They managed to meet their targets quite easy. But they're also taking payments so you could actually now sit there and buy the game now and get ready for as it comes out. So
yeah.
And I think in there, it's like you've got the Chroma Squad one. You've got $15 to get it for the Steam key. You've got the beta tester edition, so $25 you come in early access, so that's about £20. And the full collector's edition, which will basically give you that beta access, and also a bonus features as well, which won't be available on normal ones. So it'll be something that's definitely worth your while. So instead of an insight for two games, we gave you two games that are currently available, and the lookout for one that will be hopefully be here very soon.
Yes,
which is something as a team we're all very excited for this.
Exactly,
one,
yeah, because I think out of all five of our main team, it's like three of us are big Tokusatsu fans. So
yeah,
yes,
and Jenny wants a DRM free copy just before she cuts her head off. She doesn't care otherwise.
Yeah.
Mind you, she has watched the first episode of Takuya, but she's fallen right behind.
Yeah, exactly,
right.
Yeah.
That's us done for the fortnight. Indie game heaven.
Yes.
I'm loving the indie.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Let's put it that
exactly,
way.
Yeah. Yeah, it's about the only thing we're looking forward to nowadays, isn't it?
It's true. Well, tell a lie, I'm still looking forward to Watch Dogs.
Oh, right.
Being brutally honest, I am still looking forward to that game, so yes. I do want to play that game once it's out and about, and that way. Right, you got any shout-outs, Steve?
Yes, I have. Before we go, I'd love to say a big shout-out to the Radio Sentai Cast Ranger podcast. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a Tokusatsu based podcast talking about Kamen Rider and Super Sentai. It's worth a listen. The guys themselves, they do like they're obviously well into their Tokusatsu and things, and it's like, and I think they're probably the most critical bunch ever. they are very, very critical about what they talk about. Yeah, it's like I don't think many of them seem to enjoy watching Tokuga very much.
What do you expect? Tokyo is about trains. It's like a geek nerd wet dream.
Exactly, yeah.
That's what it is.
Exactly. So yes. I mean, a few of them turned out and said that, yeah, it's a bit, a couple of matches turned out and said, yeah, it's quite a good laugh and things, and then it's like you get one or two of them saying, oh, I think it's shit, you know.
Yeah, as far as this one is, if anyone sits there, turns around and is saying, it's like, it's not very serious, you people have never watched Gowandra.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly, yeah.
You people have never watched
Gowandra. Well, the funny thing is, one of them said, turned around, I can't remember who it is, but one of them turned around and said he absolutely fell in love with Gokaija, but couldn't stand Koryuja. I loved them just as much.
Core usual was good. I still think Go Busters is the week in between. but we'll seem to love Go Busters if I remember rightly. So.
Yeah.
But like I say, everyone till their own. Right, my shout out. My shout out to the Gamer Dads. First of all, we'll give a shout out to Moobit, the guy who heads their podcast. We're still listening to your podcast, guys. We think it's great. At least I hope you do, Andrew.
I've got to catch up with them, actually. So,
yeah, they've got themselves back up, interesting. And on the issue of our challenge, our Doom challenge, I want to give a shout out for the one that has got in contact with me, WombleMK3. Very big thank you for stepping up for the Gamer Dads to take our Doom challenge. I gave you some basic information on stuff you need to get the game up and running, and hopefully very soon if you find yourself a couple of people to join you, we will be going head to head with the Gamer Dads in a battle to the death.
Oh yes.
Well, yeah. So we will take them on. And Andrew.
What?
Go on. You don't need to be in this match if you don't want to.
Possibly. It takes me back to the days. Remember when we did the when we ran the Retro Assistance podcast, and it's like we did that Doom Night match. Oh, that was fun.
that was fun.
Yes,
that was very, very fun. And I do hope that that after this Doom match, and we'll give you the results. We'll be recording the match as it happens, and also we'll be able to give the game down so both sides of the fence can see this one. But either way, I want a nice dirty fight, and I want death everywhere, and I want to be painting the walls of each other's blood. Because hey, this is Doom. Nobody plays Doom fairly.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just go on and spray bullets everywhere.
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing. Don't you just miss the days of simplicity?
Oh yes.
When it comes, it's like you look at Doom back in the day. No perks. None of this. No unfairness. No being rewarded if you suck. No being awarded if you're great. It's just brilliant. It's just you, your guns, and murder.
Exactly, yes. Yes, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Of course, the only thing where it was unfair to you is that they were often very stingy on health packs sometimes.
Yeah, that's very, very true. Yeah. But then again, if you're awesome like me, that was never a problem. Okay, everyone. Right, thank you very much for joining us. Like I say, we're always very appreciative to this stuff. We're not the best podcast in the world, but we just like to talk about the games we're playing, and hopefully that you'll also pick up some of these games. Very, very true. Now, best thing to do, all games we've mentioned today, if you're on the PC, are available through Steam, and as Andrew has also mentioned, Pool Nation is available on the PS3 currently, with PS4 and Xbox One versions coming soon. And also Knights and Pen and Paper is on just about every format going. With the Steam edition, it works on Windows, Mac, and Linux.
Yeah.
And of course, with iOS and Android versions, you're not spoiled for choice on where you can play this game.
Exactly. Yeah. Apart from maybe the consoles.
Yeah. Tell the truth and honesty, I reckon this would even suit the little consoles rather well. As a homely little game for a couple of points.
Yeah. Exactly.
You say?
Yeah.
Okay then. Right. I'm done. I've spent. I had an orgasm up front. Let's relax.
Yes.
And we'll see you again in a fortnight. But not you, dude, because I think Will's coming back.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
you'd be fired for at least a month.
I'm fired. I'm fired because I'm a Mac user.
Very true. We're not going to let you live that down. You know that.
Exactly. Yeah. Because I'm the only member here who actually owns a Mac. So.
But I've
got my gaming PC all set up, so in fact it's what I'm using now.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Okay then, everyone. Right, thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you in a fortnight. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.